we're back with you on this Friday night, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Another big weekend of the playoffs, but we wanted to carve out some time. We want to examine the Milwaukee Bucks. What a memorable season under first-year head coach Jason Kidd. And we also want to take a few minutes and get an update on the Milwaukee Brewers as they have a new manager in Craig Counsell. That's their 19th manager in franchise history. And it's good to be catching up with Tom Pivens. He's with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. He's out there at the Brewers right now. A lot of change has taken place, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Big E. And it's great to be with you and the listeners. I think Jason Kidd has changed the culture. A great defensive team. They go from 15 wins to 41. They surprisingly make the playoffs, and even more surprisingly, win two games against the Bulls before it all unraveled in Game 6. And I think what that did for those young players, the Giannis's of the world, the Michael Carter Williams, the Chris Middletons, John Henson, it can only help them. But I think that they would be wise if they're looking for a good free agent to sign Big E, because I've seen you. I've seen pictures recently with Hakeem, and you've got it going on.
You talk about living a dream down here in Houston, Texas. I'm sorry, I usually don't name drop, but I had to brag a little bit, Tom. You know me for a long time.
So,
yeah, it was incredible. Okay, Tom Pivens is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's talk about your Bucks, though. Okay, so, you know, they've been winless in the playoffs since 2010. And just as you had said, that series against Chicago, the fact that they were able to win two games, I mean, moving forward, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know what, they sent a strong message to the league. This is a team that cannot be overlooked.
No, and I think they understand that now, so they realize they're going to have to play that much harder and get that much better. And with hopefully Jabari Parker back healthy from the ACL, better than ever. I mean, if you consider it, we've talked about this on your show before, Big E, that they didn't have Jabari Parker from December on, and Larry Sanders, perhaps the best big man that didn't work out because of personal issues, eventually released, left the game. And so I think what they accomplished was absolutely amazing. And now to get another draft pick, and perhaps because of Jason Kidd's cachet, be able to sign a good free agent. A lot of excitement. The new ownership, hopefully still waiting, trying to work out that political football, if you will, in this game of basketball, get that new arena built. There's a lot to look ahead to. And if you consider it, they were down 3-0. They could have given up, and yet they almost won. Wasn't it double overtime, if memory serves, in Game 3 at home? And they think, okay, they could have walked away. Instead, they stay alive and then go to Chicago and get one with gritty defense. And once again, they're still lacking a good shooter. They need a good shooter as well. Chris Middleton is really the only guy, they call him money, who can put it in on a consistent basis. But I think there's a lot to be enthused about. The kind of defense they played, the way they competed, Alyssa, I've not seen that, I would say, in some 20 years. That's a great credit to the young men who played the game, but also to Jason Kidd and his staff.
Well, you're exactly right, because I was going to point to their head coach, the new leadership, just the disposition, the demeanor that he has with his team. I mean, he certainly had a share of critics, you know, before coming to the Bucks, but he engineered such an amazing turnaround.
Well, absolutely, and I think they'll get better with more experience, but as you point out, they're not going to jump up on anybody anymore and surprise them, so they have got to get better individually during the offseason, shooting. You know, Giannis, his jump shot has come, but the Greek Freak has a lot more to do to improve that way. And the same with Michael Carter-Williams at 6'6", as you're aware. He's a matchup nightmare.
Right.
He did a lot against Derrick Rose, taking him to the basket, had a fantastic game in Game 5 at Chicago to force 6 back in Milwaukee. So, but I do think they're going to have to get a free agent, a shooter, and then hopefully somebody in the draft to help them out. Because when you look at the real good teams we're still watching now in the playoffs, they're so very far ahead of where the Bucks, and yet Milwaukee has come a long way. And that's why I'm so enthused as someone who's been blessed to be around here so long and see a lot of teams that didn't play as hard as these fellas did. They really bought in. They look at Jason Kidd and they say, hey, this guy's a surefire Hall of Famer. I better listen to what he says. So he's got credibility with him, and they responded in kind.
Well, you know, you're so right, too, Tom, because we were thinking back to that game against Chicago in Game 4. I mean, the Bulls and the Bucks, I mean, the Bucks had 20 steals. They forced 28 turnovers in that game.
Yep. That's what they do. I mean, he has them playing so hard, and it took a while, but they got the system going. And you'll recall, Big E, the trade just at the All-Star break or after with Brandon
Knight
going to Phoenix,
that
three-team deal. And Knight was their best shooter. And in some ways, in the short term, it hurt him big time to lose Brandon Knight, although eventually he hurt his ankle and he was out. But I think Michael Carter-Williams for this group might in the long term be a better fit because he is a pass-first point guard, and he's going to make a lot of magic, I think, with Giannis and, again, with Jabari Parker. Great court sense, makes some super passes, makes a turnover or two or three or four. You know, a lot to learn. These are still pretty young kids. The nucleus of the team is young, 23, 20, 20. And that's why I think we can be so enthused that they can continue to build around them. And again, kid, whether with a veteran Brooklyn team in his first year or with the Bucks, a young team, everybody wondered, would he be patient? You know what? He's turned out to be terrific. He really has. Got to give him a lot of credit.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Tom Pippins tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. He's one of our regular guests, Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. And I want to back up. You know, we were talking about when that trade did go down. I have to tell you, I was really stunned because I believe you had just been on the show and we were talking about the impact of Brandon, just what he meant to the team. I mean, he was probably perhaps, would you say, one of the most respected players with the Bucks. I was surprised to see that subtraction.
Yes, and he's, you know, he's a young fellow himself, the same age as MCW. So, at first you say, okay, we understand he's a restricted free agent and maybe the Bucks were concerned with what they might have had to pay on the market, but he fit in so well and they had an offensive flow going. But I was excited because of the type of player that Michael Carter-Williams is, and I think that he can be a better all-around player, I would dare say, than Brandon Knight, who, again, is a gifted talent. He's a good offensive player. He's come on defensively as well. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to see, with MCW getting a few years under his belt, I don't think this is a trade long-term. As they say, they hope to own the future. Hashtag own the future when they treat. Well, I think that obviously he's a big, big part of that puzzle looking forward.
Tom, can you provide any insight on Jabari Parker? I mean, how is his rehab coming along?
It's coming along very well. And I'll tell you, Biggie, he was with a team from day one after the surgery, rehabbing hard. He learned a great deal by being on the bench. He was an encourager with the team. He's solid. He has an old soul to me because here's a young man who's mature beyond his years. His father, Sonny, his mom, great solid upbringing in Chicago. Extremely impressed with this young man on and off the court. And he was doing really well before he went down. And in some ways, he's just taking this as a positive. He's seen others with the ACL who've encouraged him, and I think he's going to work real hard and in some ways maybe be better than ever with a different perspective on, you know, how fortunate these people are to have the gifts that they do and to be able to go night in and night out and perform the way that they do. So I hope long term, I think if this young man is blessed with health going forward, he's going to be an outstanding all-star caliber player.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're doing a full recap on the Milwaukee Bucks season, visiting with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We are quickly running out of time, but what's your expectations for the Greek Freak next year for this guy? You talk about a young man. I mean, gosh, he scored in double figures in 60 of 81 games in the regular season. He's just going to get better.
I agree. And, you know, he is a stat stuffer. He can get you the assist, the rebound. He's a triple-double waiting to happen. He, I think, learned a great deal about being aggressive in the playoffs. The first couple of games in particular, missed a lot of shots around the basket, didn't go hard enough. But then he had that big game where he scored 25. So I think he improved a bunch. If you're thinking about an 18-year-old kid who was playing at a talent level in Greece that certainly isn't anything close to the NBA, to be able to come on and in his second year make such a big leap, I expect him, and he has the attitude. He loves the game. He's going to work real hard. He's going to listen like a sponge and soak up good coaching. I think this is another one who can be really good. And that's why I think that, you know, listeners, even if you're not a Bucks fan, you're going to see these guys and appreciate how very good they can be.
Hey, what about O.J. Mayo? I thought he played like his hair was on fire. He's got a new style, a new do. I mean, he didn't have that in Dallas.
Yeah,
but
I like the do.
He
got into shape, too. And you know what? He is one, I think, as much as anybody else responded to the coaching of Jason Kidd. And I give
true.
O.J. a lot of credit.
Yes.
He was solid as can be in the playoffs and certainly throughout the season when he was healthy. And he made to me, it looked as if it wasn't going to go any further than season one. Maybe a mistake to bring him in, but he certainly proved that he has the gifts. And, as you know, he's a streaky shooter. When he gets into the zone, Big Game, he is almost as good as you out there.
Oh, come on, Tom. Give me a break. It's Mother's Day weekend, so you can bring it on for me.
All right, I'm a little biased. You know, we can't talk about Brewers. They lose a good man in Ron Renneke. He'll be back. But Craig Council, who grew up here as a Brewer, admiring Yount and Gantner and Molitor, and now he's running the ball club. I think going forward, he's going to do a super job, and whether it's this year or next year, we'll wait to see.
Outstanding. Tom, always a pleasure to have you on YSR, the Big E Sports Show. It is a special weekend, and we loved having you on. Thank you so much.
It's a privilege. Best to you and your family, Big E, and all of God's blessings to the listeners. Take care.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. Hour number two is on the way. Stay close.